The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to everyone who is here in person, and welcome to all those who are joining us online. It is good that we are all here together, and together as we journey amidst this third week of Advent, amidst the journey of waiting with hope, we know that together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. And before we begin this morning, we just have a little sad announcement to make. No, I shouldn't say a little sad. We have a announcement to make, and it is sad. But we've been informed that Shannon White did pass away on Friday. At this time, we have no other information other than that to share. If we have more information, we will share. But there's a card on the table to write to the family and let them know that they're in our thoughts and prayers and in our hopes. And in that spirit of waiting, we know that all of our loved ones are in the care and the arms of God. And we await in this season the time when we will all be in the fullness of God, reunited together. With that being said, let us begin worship in the words of our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I invite you all now to stand, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who opens the heavens and draws near to us with salvation.
Amen.
God is patient, merciful, desiring all to come to repentance. Trusting this promise of grace, let us confess our sins. Amen. Everlasting God,
you love justice and you hate wrongdoing. We confess the fear, greed, and self-centeredness that make us reluctant to work against oppression. We are complicit in systems of exploitation. We choose comfort over courage. We are careless of creation's bounty. Look upon us with mercy. Turn our hearts again to you. Make us glad to do your will and to walk in your ways for the sake of our waiting world. Amen.
Hear these words of assurance. God clothes you with the garments of salvation and covers you with the robes of righteousness. In the tender compassion of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. God's covenant is eternal, and God's blessing rests upon you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And now we light this third candle in our Advent wreath. This is the candle of joy. And we light this candle while we wait. Let us pray. Praise to you, O God, who gives us courage to start again. You fasten righteousness around your waist and baptize with the Holy Spirit's fire. Bless us as we mirror your mighty fire in these simple flames. And teach us to mirror your justice in the path we prepare. We ask that peace abound until none hurt or are destroyed in all of the earth.
Amen.
In peace, in peace, let us pray to the Lord. How's everyone today? Well, how many candles we got lit now?
Three.
So how many more to go?
Two. Really?
Oh, yeah. It's lit, but yeah. There's three. Correct answer is three. There's only one more to go. Are you excited? You out of school yet? Yeah. Okay, so you're already on break. Some of our students might still have a week to go. But whether you're excited, you're over the halfway point, you're ready to go. And we also have a pink candle because this is the Sunday of joy. And I promise I was going to ask you this question last week, and I know you weren't here to be prepared for it, but did you see the wise men when you came in?
No.
So the wise men have started their journey towards Jerusalem. Do you have a question?
And the pink candle is the joy of love.
Yes, joy. Thank you for that. It is the week of joy. So our magi have started their journey. So be looking out for them. see where they're at and see how they journey towards the manger, which will be there at the first Sunday of Epiphany. But I want to talk to you today about John the Baptist. John the Baptist came on the scene last week, and this week he tells us that we are there to be a witness to the light. Now, are you guys light? No, you're not. You're just human beings. You're not the light. And so John says, I'm not the light. But what can you do if you're not the light to get light someplace? Yeah, so it's a hard question, I know. But I have an example to give you. If you have the light, and we're not a flashlight, we have a flashlight, and John is going to say that we are there to reflect the light. Do you see the light? Ooh. So you can reflect light even when you're not, sorry if I blinded anybody. We can reflect light even if we're not the light. And so John's story, John tells us and encourages us today to, in words and deeds, to reflect the love and light of God out into the world. And we can all do that by our words and deeds. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for being the light of the world.
Thank you for being the light of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
You're now the students. You go to Sunday school, and Susan will be leading.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm may be found on page 5 of your bulletin. We're going to change things up today. I will read the bold print, and you will read the light print, please. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then we were like those who dream.
Then is our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water sources of Lebanon.
Those who sowed with seeds will reap with songs of joy.
Those who allowed weeping and carrying the seed will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. Hear now the word. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And this was the testimony given by John when they sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Is that the end of my... Do I continue?
You do.
Okay, thank you. Lost my place, people. Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize you with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals." And this took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Always good to be amongst a congregation of grace, so when I make a mistake, no one's
going to. Never coming here again, John.
Yeah. Well, I have been waiting patiently in the last couple of months for that great surf day again, because I have not been out a lot because of the storms, the king tides, the rain, big swells. I've been stuck at home, and waiting to surf is a lot like waiting for Advent, because you can't just wait. I mean, you have that expectation, that hope, but you also have to prepare, because if you do no preparation, the day comes and you're out of shape. So I've been doing my push-ups. Jen will turn the corner and see me trying to do my pop-up, and she thinks I'm crazy. But nonetheless, the day this week came on Monday and Tuesday, and I even, to make a confession, jetted out from work early on Tuesday to go surfing. The moment was there. And a few things I learned, one being, no matter what the preparation that I did, I'm still way out of shape out there after not doing it for a month. So I'm sore, things hurt. But I had a great time. But another thing, out there being tossed around, and I'm quite not in my groove yet, so it was hard to get on my board, hard to keep my footing. I think I fell off more than I got on. But yet the joy of just being out there, again, it makes me feel how thankful and how blessed I am to be here. And once again, just thank this community for being who you are and having this wonderful journey together. And as I was out there, amidst the tossing about and the falling down and the joy of it all, I was reminded of this article that I have read recently in a surfing magazine entitled, "I Have Been a Mediocre Surfer Forever, and I'm Still Stoked. How Is That Possible?" And the question of that article is the question that we face all the time in our culture. Can you love something that you're not good at? And our culture tells us, no, you can't or you shouldn't. You need to be the best. You need to be the most talented. If you're going to do it right. And then we're also confronted with the consumerism of our culture, right? If you're going to be good at something, you've got to make some money off of it. And if you're not good at it and you're not making money out of it, then it's not worth doing. And our author of this article is asking us to say, hey, you can still be this mediocre, poor surfer and still be out there and still have that stoke, that surfer word for joy and excitement. You don't have to be the best to enjoy. And on a spiritual level, and surfing for me out there in that body of water that always reminds me of our baptismal waters, in that depth of the abyss where you can encounter God and the breath and excitement of the world, the breath of the swell is that breath, the inhale and the exhale of our earth. I'm faced with a question, this spiritual question, of the difference between becoming and being. And we all want to become in this world, become the best, become better at. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with this quest of becoming. But that quest of becoming can overtake us and we forget to be. We forget to just be in that moment. To love what we have, to experience God in and around us, to just be. And I think that is what's going on in our text today. You notice our text in this Sunday could be entitled, All the Things That John the Baptist Is Not. He's not the light. He's not Elijah. He's not the prophet. He's not the Messiah. And I don't even think that John the Baptist probably not a good surfer either, because we know surfing hasn't quite been invented yet, so that great storm on the Sea of Galilee where Jesus takes his surfboard out for the first time. That's a joke. The walking on the water is not. But John's not all those things, and yet John is still stoked with who he is. John knows who he's not. He knows who he is. He is this witness, this reflection of the light into the world. And he knows who he is because he knows whose. He is a blessed child of God. He knows that. And therefore, because he knows who he is, he can then be who he is. And this Sunday is the Sunday of joy, where we light the joy candle. So it is the Sunday of stoke. It is the Sunday where we remember that we are almost there. Paul tells us to rejoice always, and he says it again, rejoice. And we can rejoice today in this journey of letting go of the becoming and resting in the being. We rest because we are children of God. We rest with joy today because we know that Christ has done the work of becoming. Becomes us. Does the work of becoming the Lamb of God for us. Goes to the cross for us. Does all the work for us. There is nothing left for us to become, but to just be that precious child of God. And you are that. That is how worth and worthy you are, that God has done all this becoming for you. And so if we continue this surfing metaphor, we get to be out there on the waves of the world, resting in who we are, being there in the moment. And yes, friends, there will be storms. We will get tossed about. There might be moments when we don't want to be there and we want to get out. But this is the world we live in. But if we rest there in our being and just be the child of God that we are, then the Spirit will also come. That Spirit in that form of those waves, whatever that wave might be for you. The Spirit is moving in your life. The Spirit has chosen you, come for you, has a purpose for you. And that wave will carry you forward into the moment, onto the adventure of grace. Friends, this is that last week, the second to last week in Advent. It'll all be here before we know it next week. And so we invite you forward to receive from this table the meal that says who you are. You are a blessed child of God. And the Spirit invites us then to go out to ride this wave of blessings out into the world and be the reflection of God's life in words and action. Amen.
Thank you.
expectation, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who await God's day of restoration. Fill our mouths with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy as we bear witness to the great things you have done. Give your church a spirit of gladness as we gather and as we are sent. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Let the trees of the field sing your praise. Protect forests, orchards, rainforests, and all wooded areas from disease and deforestation. Keep us grateful for the gifts, for their gifts of oxygen, food, shade, and shelter. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
You love justice and promise your favor to those who are oppressed, brokenhearted, and incarcerated. Grant wisdom and compassion to those who work for public safety and all who work within prisons, jails, and courts, that mercy may increase and violence wither away. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Give us strength to pray for our world without ceasing, and provoke us toward love and good deeds for all who are in need, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Helen, Mike, the family of Shannon White, victims of the war in Ukraine and Israel, earthquake in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, recovery efforts in Maui. Provide for all without adequate housing, food, employment, or access to health care. Empower us as helpers and advocates. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Open our hearts to those who serve as truth tellers in our church and in our society. Bless leaders in church and society in their task of proclamation. Amplify voices of peacemakers, advocates, and especially those whose voices are ignored or marginalized. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
With gratitude, we rejoice in the saints who witness to your life in all circumstances, in whom your spirit was not quenched, even in death. Through them, teach us always to hold fast to what is good. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Listen to these and all our prayers, O God of hosts, and restore us with your great and everlasting mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Yeah.
I invite us all to come back together and please stand as we sing our offering hymn. Provider, by your merciful hand, abundance springs up from the earth. Receive and bless these gifts of your own bounty. Let them be a sign of your steadfast love and faithfulness for all people, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our duty and our joy, that we should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promises of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you from the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for the promises to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your womb. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people. for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light and bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel. Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together as one people, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Please be seated. This is the table of God with the gifts of God for all people. And all are welcome to come forward here and receive the gifts of this table. In a moment, usher will come and they ask you to fill in from left to right. You can receive the sacraments either standing or kneeling. I invite you to extend your arm out to receive the sacrament. And then when you receive the plate for the wine, you can reach in and either take the red liquid, which is wine, or the clear liquid, which is grape. If you wish to just come forward and receive a blessing, we ask that you come with your arms folded. But know that all who come forward may receive from this table. Amen.
Here is wine. Christ is with us.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Generous God, in bread and cup you have revealed your glory for all people. Nourished by this meal, send us out to proclaim your good news of liberation and release, brought to birth in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Now we have a moment for announcements. If you have any announcements for the good of the order, we'll come around with the microphone for you.
I'd like to say thank you to all of you who participated in our giving tree. Thank you on behalf of the Foster Parents Association. Asia, the president, wrote me a very nice email expressing what a wonderful congregation we are and how grateful they are for our support. And also, I understand from Marion that when the gifts were picked up on Friday, the folks picking them up were just so grateful for all that we do. So 26 foster children in Lincoln County get their Christmas wishes granted and have joy from that, thanks to you. So thank you very much.
Are there any more? It's a densely packed week of activities at the church, so please pay attention to all the things going on in your bulletin. We'll be meeting on Tuesday and Thursday for the book club. So if you'd like to come and have a discussion about the Christmas Carol, it's a beloved book. We all know the story, so come for the discussion, whether or not you've read for that or not. On Wednesday, we'll have the Woman's Bible Study at Welcome at 12:30. Wednesday evening, we'll have Olden Evening Prayers here at 7. And then next Sunday, of course, it all begins. We'll meet again Sunday morning for the fourth Sunday in Advent, and then we'll pivot to Christmas Eve that evening at 7. And then following Monday, we will have service here at 10. So plenty of activities to come. Please be invited to come to any or all, and may you all have a blessed journey as we complete our Advent journey together next week. With that, may we prepare our hearts for the benediction. Amen. The God of peace bless you. The love of Christ to sustain you in hope, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit remain on you now and forever.
Amen.